Pope Benedict turned his attention this Sunday to the victims of the devastating earthquake in India and Pakistan. Speaking to the thousands of pilgrims and visitors who filled St. Peter's Square, the Holy Father called on the international community to be generous in its response to the disaster.
Dear brothers and sisters, it was with deep sadness that I learned of yesterday's earthquake in South Asia, which caused such great damage and loss of life in Pakistan, India, and Afghanistan. I commend to God's loving mercy all those who have died, and I extend my deepest sympathy to the many thousands who are injured or bereaved. I pray that the international community will be swift and generous in its response to the disaster. And I ask the Lord to grant courage and strength to those involved in the task of rescue work and reconstruction. Be assured of my prayers for you, your families, and those who are dear to you. May God bless you all.
Many of those gathered beneath the midday sun to receive Pope Benedict's Angelus blessing this week hailed from the Holy Father's native Germany. They were here in their thousands for the beatification of German Cardinal Clemens August Graf von Galen, which took place early Sunday morning in St. Peter's Basilica. The ceremony was presided over by Cardinal Saraivia Martins, prefect of the Congregation for the Cause of the Saints.
Beati Immaculati in via.
Nella celebre figura del Cardinale Clemens August Graf von Galen, Vescovo di Münster.
Born into a noble German family in 1878, Clemens was the 11th of 13 children. His vocation to the priesthood led him in time to become bishop of the Diocese of Münster, to which he was appointed in 1934. In his homily, Cardinal Martins noted that Blessed von Galen was one of the first to expose the neo-pagan ideology of National Socialism, which was gripping the country at the time. Cardinal Martins described von Galen as a man of great courage who, in three famous sermons held in the summer of 1941, publicly denounced the Nazi regime. Despite the risk to his own life, von Galen openly condemned the Nazi deportation and murder of thousands of human lives, considered unproductive to German society.
Dinanzi al Signore presente sacramentalmente nel pane eucaristico.
Cardinal Martin said von Galen was a man who understood the true message of the Eucharist, of what it meant to be a true Christian and, above all, a spiritual leader for his people.
Che solo potevano riempire il desiderio della sua vita.
To the delight of the German pilgrims packed into the Basilica, the Holy Father appeared shortly before the final blessing of the ceremony to share a few words with the congregation.
Ho la gioia di unirmi a voi. Convenuti numerosi nella Basilica di San Pietro per rendere omaggio al nuovo beato.
Pope Benedict pointed out how Blessed von Galen's courage was born of a profound spirituality and a sense of his faith.
Proprio questo è il messaggio sempre attuale del beato von Galen.
Later, in his Angelus address, Pope Benedict said that the message of Blessed von Galen was that of a coherent faith, which cannot be reduced to a private sentiment, that faith must also be witnessed publicly in favor of humanity, of justice, and of truth.
In favore dell'uomo, della giustizia, della verità.
However, the final word this Sunday went to the Eucharist and the ongoing 11th General Congregation of the Synod of Bishops. The Holy Father asked the faithful gathered in St. Peter's this Sunday to pray for the Synod Fathers and that their work after 3 weeks may come to fruition. This week, bishops from all over the world have been meeting in morning and afternoon sessions to discuss various aspects of the Eucharist and issues that have arisen concerning its celebration in the Universal Church. Saturday evening's congregation marked the 40th anniversary of the institution of the Synod. The inaugural speech was made by Cardinal Josef Tomko, who touched on the theme of collegiality. He said 40 years on the Synod has proven its usefulness as an instrument of communion within the Church, between the Pope, the Curia and the bishops. From Thursday of this week, the general congregations will give way to the minor circles, where bishops from the same linguistic background will meet to discuss draft proposals towards the final document, which will then be presented to Pope Benedict himself. Speaking earlier to Charles Collins, Cardinal George Pell of Sydney, Australia, shared his thoughts on the outcome of the first week of work.
So far, very few themes are being taken up. One of those perhaps is on the nature of the real presence and the presence of Christ in the scriptures and in the community, just how they differentiated one from the other. And it's not even entirely clear at this stage as to whether the Synod will be preoccupied primarily on the level of doctrine or will work also, or perhaps instead of, to list a whole number of practical things that we can try to do to strengthen Eucharistic life.
Okay, touching on that a little bit, is that this is the first Synod to have a freewheeling period, so to speak, at the end of the day. How do you think that's worked so far?
I think this is universally appreciated. I believe that it has not been utilized perhaps as effectively as I suspect it might be.
And is that, again, this is the end of the first week of 3 weeks, is that what you'd like to see in the coming 2 weeks?
Yes, I think, and I'm sure the ambition is to develop a dialogue around particular themes.
Of course, free discussion also occurs in these special language group meetings that are occurring.
Mm-hmm.
What is your impression of that, and do you think it might segregate people by kind of culture, too, at the same time?
There are very significant cultural differences, and also the pastoral situation is very, very different in different parts of the world. All of these different methods should contribute to a final product.
And that was Cardinal George Pell of Sydney, Australia, speaking to Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.